Good morning, everybody. Thank you all for being here today. While every holiday season is stressful, Californians are facing a new threat, one much more scary than a packed parking lot or an empty store shelf. The recent trend of large, organized groups committing theft at our brick-and-mortar retailers have left not only shoppers, but employees shaken and sometimes injured. We've all seen news accounts of store clerks being pistol-whipped, shoppers being pepper sprayed, and thieves using sledgehammers to threaten anybody in their way. And we've seen the most tragic of outcomes, a security guard for a news crew in Northern California covering the robberies being shot and killed. As a result, Californians are becoming discouraged from working or even shopping at our local small businesses. We cannot sit idly by and let these organized groups continue to believe they can prey on shoppers with no repercussions. Californians have had enough. That is why I'm introducing legislation to return an important tool to prosecutors while bringing these thieves to justice, preventing them from returning to our streets. Cross-jurisdictional charging is a powerful tool for district attorneys. It allows them to consolidate all instances of theft, to charge them in one court rather than multiple counties across the state. These large organized crime rings see freeways across county lines as their escape route from justice. But this tool will empower district attorneys like Eric Nasarenko to charge them with a full list of crimes, regardless of where the crimes were committed. This tool is not new. It was included when we passed the Organized Retail Theft Bill in 2018, but it was allowed to expire. We need to give law enforcement and our prosecutors the tools to fight organized retail theft. I'm very happy to have here today both Sheriff Bill Ayoub and District Attorney Eric Nasarenko to share why they feel this legislation is important to help keep California shoppers and workers safe. I'll first call up Sheriff Bill Ayoub.
Thank you, Assemblymember Irwin, and good morning, everyone. As you know, we have recently seen a dramatic increase in organized groups of thieves committing brazen acts of theft from retailers throughout California. Many such incidents include acts of violence committed during the commission of those crimes or when the suspects are attempting to escape from the crime scenes. Organized retail theft is defined as groups of two or more people working together to steal or illegally obtain retail merchandise or otherwise defraud retail organizations. While light has recently been shined on organized retail theft, it is in actuality a pervasive criminal behavior that we have seen for quite some time in our communities, so much so that a state criminal statute was chaptered in 2018 specifically to address this crime. To give you an idea of the scope of the problem, in the Ventura County Sheriff's Office's jurisdiction alone, in 2021 year-to-date, we've had 173 reported incidents of organized retail theft, totaling a loss of approximately $300,000 to retailers. Organized retail theft is a persistent and growing concern for our communities. We need more tools to address this increasingly brazen trend and keep our communities safe from those who would prey upon them. Assemblymember Irwin's legislation is a step in the right direction, and I wholeheartedly support her effort. Next, I'd like to introduce our district attorney for Ventura County, Mr. Eric Nasarenko.
Thank you very much, Sheriff Ayoub, and thank you, Assemblywoman Jackie Irwin. With our vast network of interconnected freeways and highways, Southern California can be an operating ground for organized retail thefts. These organized retail theft crews can cross and recross multiple counties and multiple jurisdictions. To address these crews of retail thefts, the legislature passed in 2018 the law that addresses organized retail theft when it occurs in multiple jurisdictions. This law is an important tool for prosecutors. This law in Ventura County alone in 2019 and 2020 resulted in 13 organized retail theft filings. These organized retail theft filings that cross multiple jurisdictions are critical. They save taxpayers' resources, they preserve victims' rights, and they provide an important tool for prosecutors. In terms of taxpayers, rather than try the same defendants in multiple jurisdictions, this law allowed us to consolidate all cases into one jurisdiction that preserved precious courtroom resources and scarce judicial resources. In terms of victims, rather than have a victim go to multiple jurisdictions to have to testify in different counties, this law allowed them to go to one county and testify once. For district attorneys like myself, it is also a critical and important public safety tool because it allows us to go ahead and take, for example, more than one organized retail theft that occurs in a 12-month span, and it allows us to take out-of-county retail thefts, consolidate it with those that happen in Ventura, and achieve the $950 threshold that enables prosecutors to prosecute those crimes as felonies. This is very critical and very important. And I look forward to the reintroduction of this important piece of legislation. We need this tool in our toolbox. And I am very appreciative of our Assemblywoman Jackie Irwin for taking on this matter, and also for the ongoing partnership with the Ventura County Sheriff's Department and Sheriff Bill Ayoub. Thank you very much.
Again, I want to thank everybody for joining us here today, and I am looking forward to working with both our sheriff and our DA as we work through the legislative process. And I do hope that everybody has a very safe holiday season. And I want to thank all of public safety for keeping us safe. Thank you.